IDXers and radio buffs, Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, a monthly dial-up of radio bands in cities across the universe. This month, it sounds like we're famous in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Here's our guest host to introduce himself and explain.
This is Tom Dimeo. I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I thought I'd give you a sample of the stations from Harrisburg and from some of the surrounding communities. I also thought as I go up the dial that I'd mention other stations that I can hear here in Harrisburg. I won't mention every station I can hear because I'd be naming stations on almost every frequency, but I'll mention the stronger ones. For most of the reception, I'll be using a Harman Kardon TU9600 AM/FM tuner. The main reason I got this tuner was because of its excellent adjacent channel and alternate channel selectivity on FM, but I was pleasantly surprised to hear how good it sounds on AM. The sensitivity isn't very good, the selectivity is very poor, but it does sound pretty good. I also be using a Kiowa loop for some of the stations that are outside the immediate Harrisburg area. The tuner does need all the help it can get on AM. There is a traveler's information station on 530, but unfortunately, most of the time, it's an unmodulated carrier. Every once in a while, I've heard audio on it, but most of the time, it's an unmodulated carrier, so I can't give you a sample of that. On 560, I'm able to hear WFIL from Philadelphia here quite well, and with a twist of the loop, I can hear WFRB in Frostburg, Maryland. On 580 is a Clear Channel owned station. That's WHP. And here we have a very cooperative R.J. Harris and Bill Meade.
Talk Radio 580. More news 24 hours a day on the internet, WHP580.com. Yo, it's WHP 580 and R.J. Harris in the morning. Yo. Hi, Bill.
Yo, R.J., what up?
Not too much. It's 10 after 5:10. I still need to get my second cup of coffee in me, and then I'll let you know what's up.
I'm trying to drink this coffee as quickly as possible. It's a little too hot currently, but it'll cool off in a minute.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to make your day today.
You are?
Okay, to start the show. That's
great.
Right.
Thank you.
This is Whiskey Alpha 3 Lima India Victor, WA3LIV, to all you folks listening from the National Radio Club. Now, are you a member of the National Radio Club, Bill?
You know, my membership has lapsed.
It has?
Yes.
All right, well, we can get you back in there lickety-split, mm-hmm. right?
I used to get the bulletin every week.
Well, this is a note from Tom, who says, I am a member of the National Radio Club, a club for AMDXers. Now, for those of you who don't know that term, that's folks who try to get every radio station on the AM they can, from as far away as they can and even down the street, right?
Yep.
And one of the magazines they produce is on cassette and called the DX Audio Service.
That's correct.
One of the columns in the magazine is Market Scope, where stations in a given market are sampled. Wonder if you and Bill would give a mention to the club someday while I'm rolling tape so I can submit it to the magazine. So Tom is rolling tape as we speak.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. So one of these mornings in the middle of the night, we'll have to do a DX test.
That's when we sort of take off programming and have Morse code and things like that so
right.
you can hear it further away.
And they publish it in the magazine, is
right.
that correct?
Yeah, they let you know way ahead of time, you know, this frequency, this date, get up early and listen.
Yeah,
you know?
And we did it some years back on 1460.
Yeah.
And on that limited signal compared to 580,
mm-hmm.
we received reports from all over the place. It was just amazing where the radio station could be heard.
There was a recent test from a station in South Carolina, and they were getting reports from British Columbia. I mean, they were going coast to coast with that thing.
That's the neat thing about AM radio.
Yeah.
And you can do some FM DXing, but it's very strange and doesn't occur that often.
Right, you have to sort of rely on the weather and all that, but this is really great. Yeah, I belong to the NRC and got the bulletin all the time, and then it sort of expired and I haven't rejoined yet, but I should do that.
But he's still, my fellow fine Americans, a true radio geek in that he bought a brand new antenna not too long ago, was parading it around the station. Look at this thing! It's this big hoop. And, and being a radio geek myself and a ham operator, I appreciated it. I think some probably thought you were just nuts.
Listen, what's that big round piece of metal? Oh, I had to ship in from Great Britain. Oh,
right.
Okay, I gotta go now. You know, that sort of reaction, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. So you're a good man, and hi to all the folks in the radio club. That's really good.
Yeah, that's really cool. They're taping. I like that.
We're currently reporting 65, 59 in York, 66 in Harrisburg at WHB 580. And it is time for early morning Brain Buster trivia here at WHB 580. And what we're going to give you is a gorgeous hanging basket from Espen Shades Garden Centers, your full service source for beautiful plants with locations in Adamstown and Brickerville. You also get a We All Live Downstream t-shirt in honor of Susquehanna River Month from the Bay Education Office. And we put you in the running for the grand prize, which we will pick this Friday, a Weber Grill, Series A Silver Weber Grill from Horning's Ace Hardware and Home Center in Lingolstown. And the question is, what is the significance of 12076-064? What is the significance of that number? 12076-064. 540-0580, 1-800-724-5801. Star 580, a free call on your Verizon wireless phone. Good luck this morning. Jerry's on the horn. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
What's the significance of that number?
Isn't that McVeigh's uniform number?
That's exactly right. It was Timothy McVeigh's prison number, 12076064. So you got it. That's a beautiful thing. What's your last name, Jerry?
That's Rudy.
And where are you tooling around this morning?
Pardon?
Where are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just crossing 81, getting off Colonial Park area.
It's looking beautiful this morning, isn't it?
Oh, you got a sunset, a beautiful sunset right behind you.
The sunrise?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, we're all dyslexic this morning, so don't worry about it, okay?
Oh, I'm one of the first.
I'm with you. All right, Jerry, you get a hanging basket from Espen Shades Garden Centers. Also, the We All Live Downstream t-shirt by artist Bruce Johnson in honor of Susquehanna River Month. And we're going to put you in the running for that great Series A Weber Grill from Horning's Ace Hardware and Home Center in Lingolstown. We'll pull the winner this Friday morning on the morning show. Sound good?
Yep, sounds really good.
All right, Jerry, congratulations, and hang on, Rob will get your vital signs.
And so goes the morning show on WHP, which runs from 5 o'clock until 8:30. At 8:40, following Paul Harvey and WHP Local News, is a locally produced talk show with Bob Durgan.
Now time for the Bob Durgan Show on WHP Talk Radio 580.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's hump day, Wednesday. A lot to do, places to go, people to meet. 540-0580, 1-800-724-5801 of the talk line numbers. Item one, disgraced former lawmaker Tom Drews and his lawyers back in our face again. And we'll talk about that later this morning. His sentence was excessive. Excessive sentence. It wasn't fair. Yeah, well, you tell that to the dead man, pal. Did you hear about this case in Texas? A couple, a man and a woman, husband, wife, mother, father. I think the male, the man, is the girl's stepfather. Yeah, stepfather.
Bob Durgan goes till 11:30, and everything else on WHP is syndicated with Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura, Michael Reagan, Phil Hendry, and then Art Bell, and it starts all over again. Going up the dial at 600, I can hear WCAO in Baltimore, 610 WIP in Philadelphia, 630 WMAL in Washington, D.C., 640 WWJZ in Mount Holly, New Jersey, on 660 WFAN in New York, on 670 WIEZ in Lewistown, Pennsylvania, on 680 WCBM in Baltimore, on 690 WPHE in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, on 700 WWTL in Walkersville, Maryland, and on 710 WOR puts in a pretty good signal here, but it's a little difficult to hear because of the splash from 720 and WWII, which is a Christian, contemporary Christian station.
Used to find the crime taken from the Cassie Bernal, Whatever It Takes on 720 The Rock. A Different Road by Kathy Tricoli, and there before that from the project called Corner of Eden. Our time is now 620. A look at traffic and weather and a recap of sports and a recap of last night's game 4 in Philadelphia between the Sixers and the Lakers, plus 4th and Goal with Coach Bill McCartney also coming up before the news break at the bottom of the hour. Time now for the Promise Keepers radio highlights.
At PromiseKeepers.org.
Man, it's
That's
warm this morning.
That's PromiseKeepers.org.
Sorry about that, Bill. It is warm this morning, about 73 degrees presently at the studios of 720 The Rock. High maybe near 94 today. Let's hope not, though. Mostly a mixture of sun and clouds for the most part today. We'll call it a high of 85. Partly cloudy for tonight, the low 67. And partly cloudy again for tomorrow for Friday's week. Close out the work week with a high around 82. So a little relief for tomorrow. Time now for an update on the roads. Here is Maria Davis in the Traffax Command Center.
Quiet on the major roadways in the I'm Maria Davis in the Traffax Command Center.
Now, I believe that all things are possible, but it's starting to look impossible right now for the 76ers. Now down 3-1 in the best of 7 series. Lakers winning last night 100-86. They had a commanding lead through the majority of the game. In fact, I don't think the Sixers ever had the lead after maybe the first 2 minutes or so. Lakers winning 100-86. Shaquille O'Neal helping to sink the Sixers yesterday, dominating once again with 34 points in the paint. Lakers out 3-1.
And that is WWII 720 in Sharmanstown, Pennsylvania. They have a mix of contemporary Christian music and Christian spoken word programs during the day. And in the evenings and on weekends, they have ethnic programming. Continuing up the dial on 740, I can hear WVCH in Chester, Pennsylvania, or WRNR in Martinsburg, West Virginia, depending on the positioning of the loop. At 750 is WBMD in Baltimore, 770 is WABC, 790 is WAEB Allentown, Pennsylvania. On 800, I can hear WCHA in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, or WTMR in Camden, New Jersey, depending on the positioning of the loop. On 820 is WXTR in Frederick, Maryland, which carries WTOP 1500 in Washington, D.C. And on 830 is WEEU, Reading, Pennsylvania.
WEEU News Time, 9:05 in sports. The San Francisco Giants have activated first baseman J.T. Snow, and to make room on the roster, the Giants designated former Reading Philly and Philadelphia Philly catcher Bobby Estelaia for assignment. Estelaia became expendable because of Benito Santiago's hot start. The Orioles released catcher Greg Myers and placed shortstop Mike Bordick on the disabled list. Bordick separated his right shoulder against the Mets on Wednesday.
Here's the exclusive three-day AccuWeather forecast. This is Kathy Francis reporting for the Voice of Berks County, 8:30 a.m., WEEU.
74 degrees in Reading. For more details on these and other news stories, pick up a copy of today's Reading Times. I'm Len Carman reporting for the Voice of Berks County, WEEU News Time, 9:06.
Voice of Berks County, 8:30 a.m. WEEU. The views expressed on feedback are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of 8:30 a.m. WEEU. Here's your feedback host, Mike Faust, on 8:30 a.m. WEEU.
It's Friday, yeah. Hey, welcome everybody to Feedback here on The Voice, 8:30 a.m. WEEU. Woohoo! And don't forget, we have a Father's Day this Sunday, this weekend. It's Father's Day. And I thought we'd start the program off on a little bit of a lighter note. This is from Al Roker. And it says, Dads want personal gifts for Father's Day. Dad, are you listening right now? You want personal gifts. Dads don't want ties from their children on Father's Day. Meteorologist Al Roker says they want gifts that are a little more
personal. Doesn't have to be the latest portable DVD player or a boxed set of CDs. Broker says in the June issue of Parents Magazine.
It's all right, all right. Traveling Wilburys into the line. And Elton John opening up the music once again this afternoon after, ouch, another Phillies loss. Ouch, and another Sixers loss last night. Oh, well. It'll get better, right? They'll put some in the win column sooner or later. 25 minutes past 3, and hopefully no loss on the traffic report, and only good news on such a hot, scorchy, sticky afternoon. Here he is from WEU Traffic Center, Carl Robb. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joe. This is meteorologist John Cosette reporting for the Voice of Berks County, 830 a.m. WEEU.
It's awful close out there. That's how you would describe this day. But John's used that word already, so he's going to have to come up with something different after the 4 o'clock news. He'll do just that. 84 degrees right now in downtown Reading.
Follow the U.S. Open Golf Championship with live updates beginning Thursday, June 14th on The Voice of Berks County, 830 a.m. WEEU.
One of the periodic local noises that I get decided to persist there, along with some summertime afternoon static. WEEU does a lot of local programming. In fact, the only program that isn't local during the day and evening is Rush Limbaugh. But they do a lot of local news, a lot of local service. Continuing up the dial, WBGR gets into Harrisburg from Baltimore on 860. WCBS from New York comes through pretty well on 880. 890 is WFKJ in Cashtown, Pennsylvania. And on 910 is WSBA.
Actually, I want you to call for another reason, because right now we give you an opportunity on the morning show to win a buffet for two at the Yorktown Hotel in the Autographs Restaurant.
Oh, This is absolutely wonderful. See, on Saturday or Friday nights, they have the All-American Buffet, and then Saturday nights, they have the Italian Buffet.
That's right. The weekend buffets, Friday and Saturday nights at the Yorktown.
Yeah, it's open to the public, but we just so happen to have a buffet dinner for two for you to win right now.
All right.
If you can play a game with us. Mm-hmm.
Because I am going to press on, even though I don't feel like it.
Press on, press
off. Here we go. So I'm gonna do that morning radio guy thing now.
Oh, my.
All right, here's the question.
Okay.
And we want you to answer this question. If you're the first person to correctly answer this question,
okay,
we'll receive the buffet for two, all right? The average person spends 2 weeks out of their life doing this.
2 weeks out of their life
total,
doing this.
Total 2 weeks out of your life doing this on average.
Gosh,
all
that's
right?
Not much.
Now, we enjoy it or we wouldn't do it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, what is it? Keeping in mind, this is a family show. 1-800-357-0910. 1-800-357-0910.
So you're saying the average person will spend 2 weeks out of their whole life doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Okay, we enjoy it or we wouldn't do it. What is it? 1-800-357-0910. And while you're calling in to answer that, wake Dennis up, will you?
Mm-hmm. By the way, it is a cat-eat-dog world out there. You used to think it was dog-eat-dog, but no, it's cat-eat-dog after an incident that happened in California. It's actually led to a fight in court, but it started with a fight between animals.
Oh, my.
A guy by the name of Richard Espinoza says the local library's mascot, which is a cat, attacked his dog when he and the dog visited the library last year.
You're kidding!
No word if the dog has its own library card. But
stop it.
Anyway, he filed suit. He wanted to go to court.
That's ridiculous.
I guess for some reason the way they handle this, the Escondido City Council has something to say about it. They rejected his claim. Guy wanted $1.5 million in damages.
You're kidding
because
me? Animals?
The library's cat attacked his dog.
Award-winning news, AccuWeather, and traffic. Powerful talk shows. This is WSBA, York's News Talk Radio.
Keeping traffic in line. Good morning, I'm Kathy Clark.
And I'm Jack Malloy. WSBA News is brought to you by the Law Office of Catherman, Briggs & Greenberg.
As your county deals with growth and the traffic that comes with it, a new trend's developing. It's called traffic calming. York City starts a project in the avenues next week. Swingersbury Township is looking at traffic issues. A study done by Traffic Resources Group looked at the area of East York south of Market Street.
I'm Dennis Edwards.
Hey, and I'm Ruth O'Brien on the WSBA Morning Show. It's 7:11 now on your morning commute.
And in just a moment, we'll talk with Sherry Grenadier for health matters. But first, we're going to get to Stacia here and see if she has the answer to our question. Of course, good morning, Stacia.
Hi.
Hi, Stacia. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're going to answer our question, right?
Yes.
Hey, Stacia, what do we spend 2 weeks of our lives doing by choice because we like it?
Kissing.
Kissing?
Kissing.
Kissing?
Yes.
Why do you say that, of all things?
Well, because that's very narrowed down and it's appropriate for the morning show.
I love your justification.
Stacia, you're absolutely right.
Hey, that's right.
Cool.
Oh, Stacia, wonderful.
Gary Sutton.
It is Wednesday on the Gary Sutton Show. Today we're going to get into some interesting issues. The Supreme Court and the Miranda ruling. That happened on this day in 1966. Also, some Supreme Court rulings that have come out just recently. And your rights as an employee. All that and a visit from Michael Barone to talk about the new Americans. On today's edition of the Gary Sutton Show with your host, Mr. Gary Sutton.
You know, 1966 was an interesting year, and the Miranda ruling that came down gave due process to individuals who were arrested. Now, I think it was probably generally a good ruling. But, you know, in the wake of the Timothy McVeigh execution the last few days, I get the impression that there are people who think that maybe we've given too many rights to criminals. And I was mulling this over last night, and I just wondered how you'd think about it today. You're my soulmates every morning. You're my conversationalist. And I just wondered, is there anybody that thinks that we have too many rights in this country, or that we can get too many rights in this country, or that criminals have too many rights in this country? Is there anybody that thinks the Miranda ruling is just too much of a technicality? I mean, when we arrest somebody, should we tell them they have the right to remain silent, that they have the right to a lawyer, and if they can't afford one, will be appointed for them by the court, and all that kind of stuff? How many people think that we don't need that, or that rights need to be protected? 1966, the Miranda ruling came in, and it really changed the way we arrest forever. And it was tested this past couple of years in court, and the court said, no, the Miranda ruling stands. But they see that as a hallmark of justice, okay? And that's a big question. 1-800-357-0910. Anybody think that we have given too many rights to criminals or people who are suspected of being criminals? I'm Gary Sutton. This is the Gary Sutton Show on WSBA, York's News Talk Radio.
WSBA carries Rush Limbaugh, Mike Gallagher, Joey Reynolds overnight, and another one or two syndicated programs.
Thanks, Tom. Great job with the comments and air checking, and thanks for the on-air plug. We look forward to hearing more from Harrisburg next month. We also look forward to hearing from our members for all the DX Audio Service columns. If you'd like to do your market, contact me or send a tape to Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-9160. It's your contributions and generosity that keep this entire operation going. And also, if this tape reaches you before the convention, have fun in Pittsburgh. It's one of America's greatest cities and also a very interesting radio market. Thanks again. Now here's musings from the members.
When radio is thinking young, we're only 560.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred, Bruce, Jerry, John, and everyone in the National Radio Club. This is Larry Stoller in Stamford, Connecticut. I'm calling to inform you not about a frequency change or anything, but a significant format change. WEVD, a station that has been around since the 1920s and has been owned since then by the Forward Association, has been sold for a published price of $78 million to ABC Disney. For a long time, the station was sharing time on 1330 AM with WPOW in Staten Island, New York. Since around 1990, it's been on the air at 1050 on the dial with the news talk format of a different point of view than what you hear from most talk stations and brokered programming during certain hours of the day. It will be carrying ESPN Radio starting September 1st, 24 hours a day, and it is not known whether the call letters WEVD will remain at this point or not. The station will be under a local marketing agreement for about 2 years, and then it will be officially sold and taken over by ABC Disney.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Friday, August 3rd. I rejoined my membership for another 4 years. I have a bit of news here. WPTX is back on the air with a new format and new ownership. The format is now all sports all the time. The FM WMDM 97.7 is oldies. I really enjoyed the band scan from Alaska. The last time I was up in Anchorage visiting my mother, I got a chance to do some DXing, but it was during the spring and early summer. I enjoyed that band scan, as I said, and the only station that was not mentioned on this article was 980, a rocker, and I never ever got a station ID, but I picked it up along with the other stations that were mentioned during the daytime part of the band scan.
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from DeKalb, Illinois. I'd like to ask Don Wilkerson, hey, whatever happened to WLTH in Gary? I used to listen to them back in the 60s when they were a rock and roll radio station. And I'd like to ask any of the DXers out there, what's so famous about WOWO, WOWO's fire escape? Y'all, when they give the weather forecast, they mention... they give the temperature, like it's 75 degrees off WOWO's famous fire escape, and I'd like to know what the heck is so famous about that. Well, have a great summer, DXers. This is TJ the DJ, over and out. Hello, DXers. TJ the DJ, back with you from DeKalb, Illinois. And I'd like to say to Mark Dernberger, those guys at the FCC must have been smoking something really powerful when they decided to break up the clear channels. They must have been smoking some good grass. They really screwed up the system when they did that. As I've said before, it's no fun really DXing anymore. All the clear channel stations, so-called clear channel stations, you hear a hodgepodge of stations now where a lot of clear channels used to be. And it's just no fun to DX anymore. It's just a big pileup whenever you switch around now, whenever you DX now, at least out here in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, you guys, keep rocking, and thanks a lot for a great service. Bye for now.
This is Danny Mandrell from Benton, Illinois, and I'm looking for someone to do a couple of air checks for me, WIP from Philadelphia and WEEI from Boston. And my area code number is 618-439-6424.
Hello, my fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Here in Brantford, Sydenham United Church is attempting to put on a new low-power FM religious radio station. I think 99.5 is what they're going to try to get, and goes to hearing on September the 10th. CHSC 1220 in St. Catharines, Ontario has applied to go to FM, and they're going to hearing about that shortly. WWKB 1520 in Buffalo, New York, 50,000-watt radio station, is considering a change in format again, would be from business talk to 70s rock. If they do this, this will be the third time they've changed format in about a year and a half. And on 1530, WEYZ in Northeast Pennsylvania has changed format again from country music to plugging into an FM station in the area that is playing some of the older rock. I've also picked up a station on 1520, just a daytimer, WJMP in Canton, Ohio. They serve the Canton, Akron, Cleveland area in the daytime with Music of Your Life format. And also WPWC in Dumfries, Virginia, which has gone back on the air, has a Korean language format. I have talked to the widow of Cousin Ray, who was a very dear friend of mine, who owned that station for a long time.
And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. From the Associated Press Wire on August the 13th, a story titled, Spanish Radio Becoming More Explicit. A child calls a New York radio station to say swear words live on the air. Another show features a crude discussion of sex organs. But you have to speak Spanish to be shocked. Spanish language radio stations in the United States are airing programs with increasingly crude sexual content and jokes. Ratings for one such program approach those of shock jock Howard Stern. And when there are complaints, they come mainly from the Hispanic community groups that can't afford to punch back as effectively as their English counterparts. If Howard Stern spoke like some of the Spanish announcers,
he would have already been suspended, said Alex Nogales, president of the National Coalition of Hispanic Media, or NCHM, formed in 1986 to monitor U.S. Spanish language media. Fans say the steamy fare, aired mostly in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami, simply reflects reality among young urban Latinos. Radio can't give in to society's taboos. We can't turn our backs on the young generation, which consumes the most and is precisely the market that consumes these programs, says Alipio the Coconut Cabrera, a disc jockey for New York's WADO 1280 AM. Cabrera was one of the first Spanish radio personalities to talk explicitly about sex on the air several years ago. But WADO is perceived more as an information station, and the complaints have focused elsewhere on New York's WQSK, La Mega 97.9 FM, and its show, The Morning Party. Its program director, Jorge Mir, did not answer a request for an interview. Analysts say U.S. regulators are poorly equipped to deal with the non-English media, and Hispanic community groups are too weak to push their cases effectively. Marta Garcia, the NCHM's New York representative, said that her group is probably the only one monitoring these programs. We have to educate listeners to complain if they don't like something, she said. Garcia said that the NCHM plans to file a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission over the program, The Morning Party. She describes an episode in which children called in to utter obscenities on the air. On July 11th, broadcasts of the program's regular feature, Your Secret, an anonymous woman explicitly described the sexual act her boyfriend was pressuring her to perform. After she hung up, the announcers traded explicit jokes for several minutes. A columnist with the New York Hispanic Daily wrote of shopping in a supermarket that was airing the show over its public address system and hearing men and women discuss the male sexual organ. One of the announcers made a comment so crude that it made me very uncomfortable because there was a lady in front of me with her two daughters, about 9 and 12 years old. FCC spokesman John Winston said that the agency investigates complaints against both English and Spanish language broadcasts. It penalizes radio stations that have a pattern of letting foul language through, he said. A single incident is not enough. He acknowledged that it's hard for stations to prevent obscenities from reaching the air on talk shows when callers talk quickly, and it's difficult to apply a tape delay. But stations must make a good-faith effort to avoid airing obscenities, he said. The Federal Communications Commission received 199 complaints of indecent content on radio stations last year and took action on 30 cases. Fines can reach $25,000. In 1999, Puerto Rico's WCOM was fined $21,000 for indecent content. Winston said that the Federal Communications Commission is investigating one complaint against a Spanish language station, but declined to elaborate. He could recall no case in recent years where action was taken against a Spanish radio station in the continental United States. The popularity of the Morning Party is obvious from the ratings. During its 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. time slot, the program had a 5.5% of listeners in New York City. Howard Stern at WRKX had 6.3%. Another station in the NCHM sites is KKHJ, 1020 a.m. in Los Angeles, for its program with Alfredo. In a 1999 show, host Alfredo Najara detailed a woman having sex with five men. Najara was later taken off the air, but that was due to personal problems with management and not because of the program's content, the station said. Garcia says that her group plans to pressure stations to tone down their content by going after advertisers, including heavyweights like McDonald's and Domino's Pizza. McDonald's did not respond to queries from the Associated Press. The policy posted on its website said, "We closely evaluate the content of programs in which our television programs appear and strive to associate our advertising with entertaining, responsible programs." The head of publicity relations for Domino's, Holly Ryan, said that the company has asked its publicity agency to reevaluate the programs on which it advertises and to be ready to withdraw our advertisements if it is verified that our commercials have been aired in programs not apt for family audience. And that story was from the Associated Press, August 13th, 2001.
Hi, Fred. Jerry Starr back again with an AM Switch sidebar. Since we deal with literally hundreds of stations every month on AM Switch, we don't have the luxury of time to give detailed information on every single station. If we did, AM Switch would take up the whole tape, and I wouldn't get much sleep. But there seems to be an unusual amount of interest on the 1500 kHz Burbank, California station, so I'll take a few minutes for some background. The original 1500 facility licensed to Burbank went off the air in the very early 90s, but in 1992, a company called Royce International Broadcasting of Sacramento applied for and was granted a construction permit for a new station on 1500 in Burbank. Now, while the FCC will only let a licensed facility stay silent for 1 year, it has no hard and fast rules for construction permits for new facilities that haven't been built or licensed yet. Historically, the FCC has been very lenient with unbuilt construction permits, offering seemingly endless extensions to any CP holder who has or can appear to have a legitimate reason why the construction is delayed. The most often cited reason is the unavailability of a suitable site for the transmitter and antennas, zoning problems, and some such. And this appears to be what's kept this construction permit alive since the early 90s. KRCK, the call assigned to this CP until very recently, held a permit for 50,000 watts daytime, 14,000 watts night, with a four-tower antenna system north of Burbank, just off Foothills Freeway, near Hanson Lake in the town of Sunland, California. Zoning problems and disputes with potential neighbors and the Park Service kept delaying these plans, and several years ago, the licensee kind of gave up and reapplied to change powers to 5,100 watts daytime, 13,000 watts nighttime, with a three-tower system west of Burbank near the intersection of the Ventura and Hollywood freeways. While the FCC is studying this application, KRCK received, in effect, another extension. The recent request to change calls to KIEV seems to signal that some activity is taking place with this dormant facility, possibly involving a sale to another party who is more motivated to bring this project to fruition. But yes, there is an active construction permit for a station licensed to Burbank, California, on 1500 kilohertz, and at the moment the call of record is KIEV. Hope that clears up any confusion.
Because Mariotti wants to hear about it. Talk sports on the Jay Mariotti Show at 800-777-2907. We're back with more of your sports calls after the flash on 820 WCSN.
And hello again, sports fans. Ken Onestruck back here again in August 2001. And let me start out here with sports. Women's WNBA has come in from Bob Peach and DX News. Charlotte Sting, 106.1 WNMX. Cleveland Rockers on the new 850 WKNR. Detroit Shock on 1310 WYUR. Houston Comets on 950 KPRC. Indiana Fever on 1070 WIBC. Los Angeles Sparks on 830 KPLS in Orange. Miami Soul on 610 WIOD. Minnesota Lynx on 1130 KFAN. New York Liberty on 1600 WWRL. Orlando Miracle on 580 WDBO. Phoenix Mercury on 860 KMVB. Portland Fire on 750 KXL. Sacramento Monarchs on 1140 KHTK. Seattle Storm 1150 KSRB. Utah Stars 1320 KFNZ. Washington Mystics on 1260 WWRC. Next, an update on the National Football League season. Okay, from the Sporting News Pro Football Guide, I got these stations. Corrections are always welcome. Arizona Cardinals on 1060 KDUS and 100.7 KSLX. Atlanta Falcons 640 WGST. Baltimore Ravens 1300 WJFK 105.7 WQSR. Buffalo Bills 96.9 WGRF, called 97 Rock. Carolina Panthers out of Charlotte 99.7 WRFX. Chicago Bears 780 WBBM. Cincinnati Bengals 1360 WCKY and 92.5 WOFX. Cleveland Browns 105.7 WMJI. Dallas Cowboys 103.7 KVIL. Denver Broncos 850 KOA, conflict with the Rockies. Probably someone's going to 950 KKFN. Detroit Lions, 1270 WXYT, conflict with the Tigers. Tigers will probably go to 950 WWJ. The Green Bay Packers, 620 WTMJ. And when the Brewers are on, the Brewers go to 1290 WMCS, as usual. Indianapolis, I forget these nicknames sometimes with so many sports. 1260 WNDE and 94.5 WNBQ, where the Reds will probably stay on AM. The Jacksonville Cougars, 690 WOKV. Kansas City Chiefs, 99.7 KYYS. Miami Dolphins. Almost forgot their nickname. 560 WQAM. Conflict with the baseball team. Probably one of them goes to 610 WIOD, most likely. Minnesota Vikings have been moved for the first time to 1130 KFAN, their directional signal. New England Patriots, 104.1 WBCN. New Orleans Saints, 870 WWL. New York Giants, 660 WFAN, 102.7 WNEW, which means when the Mets are on, the Mets will probably go to CNAM. Here's one that threw me for a loop. The New York Jets are listed as 770 WABC and 1880 Madison Square Garden Radio. Anybody in New York care to elaborate on that strange frequency listed? The Oakland Raiders on 1050 KTCT out of San Mateo. Philadelphia Eagles, 94.1 WYSP. Pittsburgh Steelers are listed only on 102.7 WDVE, not 970 WBGG. St. Louis Rams, 103.3 KLOU, and a backup station, for whatever reason, 1600 KATZ. San Diego Chargers, 760 KFMB and 100.7 also. San Francisco 49ers, 810 KGO. Seattle, boy, I tell you, Seahawks, 710 KIRO. No, I'm not reading a script either. And most likely the Mariners will stay on Cairo because of the way they're playing baseball this year. Somebody will have to go to 950 KJR. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are listed as 99.5 WQIK. Tennessee Titans out of Nashville, 104.5 WGFX. And the Washington Redskins, 106.7 WJFK. That's a rare one, friends. The AM does Baltimore and the FM does Washington. Oh, well. Now some local notes for your listening pleasure. Bears Radio is coming up this weekend for exhibitions. Jeff Joniak at 39 voices a case of the nerves, possibly. He is his first time as a Bears announcer, along with Hub Arkush and Tom Thayer, and he wants his job to be fun. He was on the air during the Bulls' six title reigns and 4 years with the Bears years ago, and he previously was a WMAQ sports director. Next, Paul Harvey at 82 has been off the air since May when he lost his voice. Had surgery recently at Mayo Clinic and hopes to be on the air in a few weeks. Ron Gleason, who was WSCR program director until he was dumped recently, has joined 780 WBBM as a regular contributor to the Bears football broadcast. We hear him on there saying, hey, he used to be on 670. Well, he just joined WBBM. And Les Grobstein at 49, who was overnight host at WSCR for 4.5 years, lost a job this week for some minor violation of giving a press pass to a friend for an interview, and they decided to can him. So he's off the air right now. He's a lifelong Chicagoan, been around here for some 30 years, and hopes to get another radio job in town. He also does freelance work for AP Radio. Okay, I think that's all the current news that's going on for your listening pleasure. I'll talk to you again next month. Okay, take care, friends. Bye-bye.
From the Los Angeles Times is a story by Jeff Leeds titled, Antitrust Suit Filed Against Clear Channel. A lawsuit filed this week accuses Clear Channel Communications, the nation's biggest radio broadcaster and concert promoter, of violating antitrust laws by leveraging its radio playlists to freeze out competing promoters. The lawsuit brought by a Denver promoter contends that the conglomerate's acquisitions last year provided it with too much clout in their concert promoter business. The suit claims that the company has denied airplay to acts that hire competing promoters and block those rivals out of opportunities to advertise their concerts. Pam Taylor, a spokeswoman for Clear Channel's radio division, declined the allegations in the lawsuit and said, "We play by the rules and will vigorously defend ourselves against this. It's sort of a shame that they want to make this a court fight. This is really a market fight." The case is believed to be the first antitrust lawsuit filed against San Antonio-based Clear Channel, which has dominated the concert scene since its acquisition last year of concert giant SFX Entertainment. The Justice Department recently signaled it would be closely examining additional consolidation in the concert business. The lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court in Denver last Monday, contends that Denver promoter Nobody in Particular Presents has lost customers, profit, and market share. The lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages, alleges that Clear Channel executives violated antitrust laws. According to the complaint, Clear Channel has engaged in a vast array of anti-competitive, predatory, and exclusionary practices to extend its monopoly power in the concert market.
As a result, acts that otherwise would hire Nobody in Particular Presents to promote their concerts must use Clear Channel instead, or risk losing airplay of their music or on-air promotional support, the lawsuit states. Jesse Morelli, a co-owner of Nobody in Particular Presents, says, "We've just watched this whole thing evolve to what we feel is a very unfair situation that threatens to put us out of business. We feel that our ability to compete is being severely restricted. We don't see any other way to resolve it but go to court." Clear Channel has been the dominant force in the concert industry since last August, when it closed a $4.4 billion deal to acquire SFX Entertainment, which itself had taken the concert world by storm by purchasing more than 18 promoters in local markets around the country since 1996. Clear Channel is also by far the nation's biggest radio broadcaster. After Congress's elimination of restrictions on broadcast ownership, the company made a series of acquisitions to build a portfolio of an estimated 1,200 radio stations. Clear Channel says that the association between its radio stations and concerts allowed the station to gain listeners. Clear Channel said that the association between its radio stations and concerts allowed the stations to gain listeners with ticket giveaways and other promotions, while increasing attendance at concerts and other live events. But the company says it does not have a policy to exclude competitors and does not negotiate airplay with touring acts. Company executives say that the synergy between radio stations and concerts has generated millions of dollars in additional profits and plays a key role in a 12% increase in concert revenue in the first 6 months. Industry analysis noted that another critical factor could be that through the first half of the year, average ticket prices for the top 50 tours, many of which are promoted by Clear Channel, have increased 6.7%. As a result of its consolidation, the suit says Clear Channel has been able to book an act's national tour and cut out promoters in local markets. To secure certain act tours, according to the lawsuit, Clear Channel sometimes offers artists a fee in excess of 100% of their ticket sales. In Denver, Clear Channel owns or operates 8 radio stations, including the only 3 dedicated to the rock music format, the lawsuit states. That ownership allows the station to dictate to the level of airplay and promotion for every rock act played in the city, the lawsuit claims. Nobody in Particular Presents says that Clear Channel stations have consigned competitors' concert ads to undesirable times, charging premium rates, or tried to exclude them.
1510 WMEX.
And that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. Be sure to support the magazine with contributions in the way of articles and information. We always love that kind of stuff. And we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember to get out and support Radio.